The following afternoon, a light breeze ruffled the sun-tipped waves in the bay as the purloined Petunia rode fully laden at anchor. Regimental major cum captain, Cuthbert Bloodpaw Frunk, stood high on the stern, with a ladle in each paw. He hovered over the upturned barrel, which would serve as a stroke drum. The vessel's oar ports had been opened, 12 each to port and starboard. 24 hares sat waiting, each gripping a long oar. Quartle and Porton sat either side of the tiller, ready to steer outward bound. Pandy and Pike Talent perched at the masthead. Below him, two hares straddled the crosspiece. Up forward, the two burly sergeants stood by the anchor cable. Tyria was alone out on the prow, facing west to the open sea. Cuthbert was in his element, as he began roaring orders to all and sundry in his roughest maritime tones.
Ahoy! Let's go to sea, me buckos! All anchor, your slab-sided scallywags! Make sail aloft, your blundering blue bottles! We're bound for death or glory, whichever comes first.
Boom, 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 boom. As he belaboured his drum, he bellowed out orders to the rowing crew.
Bend your backs, your skinny side swabs! Avast there, your pedal-pawed poltroons! Pull! Pull! Pull!
The big hare felt happier than he had for many long seasons.
Steers, beasts! Hold your westward, you dither-pawed dodderers! Sweep oars! Pull, your gripe-gutted galoots! Heave ho, me blundering buckos! I'll make sea beasts of you, and I'll wallop your whiskers, keel haul your scuts, and nail your noses to the mainmast! Pull! Pull!
The ship, caught by the breeze and swept on by two dozen long sweep oars, shot forward like a flying fish. Pandion raised his beak to the sun-kissed skies.
Karahi! Take me to my home! Kariha!
The two subalterns gripped the tiller tight between them, amazed at the speed the ship was gaining by the moment.
I say, Quarters, in a bit of a blinking hurry, aren't we, what?
Rather, Porters. Do you think old Blood and Guts is trying to gain a march so we can stop for tea?
Cuthbert leaned over them, squinting villainously.
Either of you chubby-cheeked charmers, let's go of that tiller, and I'll make Subaltern Skilly and Duff out of you both. How do you like that for tea, eh?
Lord Mandoral stood at the window of his high chamber. He saw reflecting sunlight flashing from Tyria's armour as she stood on the bowsprit, waving goodbye to him. The Badger Lord merely nodded his big striped head in acknowledgement. He watched the vessel receding over the water, its long sweep oars making it look like a damselfly skimming over a vast mill pond. Mandoral's lips barely moved as he softly chanted an old warrior's farewell to the tall young otter maid he had come to respect and admire.
May fair winds attend thee always. May thy days be bright and long. May good weapons ever serve thee. May thy limbs wax fleet and strong. I will dream of thee by moonlight. I will watch for thee by day. Until on thy returning, I will come to thee and say, drink ye the wine of victory. Now lay aside thy sword, for home and hearth and friendship, the warrior's reward.